Okay, Mike, I got you.
Yep.
All right, y'all. I got Mike Reed with me. How about you give yourself an introduction and let people know who I'm talking to?
This is Mike, yes, indeed, Reed. 9-0 as a professional fighter. Looking to make it 10-0 come June 14th out of Atlantic City.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is my second time talking to Mike, so it's good to have you back. How's everything going since your last fight?
Everything is going pretty well. Like I said, I got an opportunity to fight out of Atlantic City June 14th, so I'm thankful for, you know, the opportunity to fight on a top-ranked card, a bigger opportunity, bigger stage than what I've been fighting on. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to do my best and showcase my talent.
Great, great. Now, before we get into your upcoming bout, I want to go back to your last fight. I was there. That was at Rosecroft. Congratulations. You put on a hell of a show, by the way. Your opponent, Regino Canales, he left on a stretcher. Like, how did that affect you? You really put in some work. Did that affect you at all, or, you know, was that just part of the game for you?
It's pretty much part of the game. It takes me back, you know, because I know that can help. That can happen to anybody, you know. When he's throwing punches, he's trying to do the same thing that I'm doing to him. So it could have very well been me, you know, getting taken out on a stretcher. I thank God that it wasn't. And I thank God that he's okay. You know, he was okay. He had taken him to the hospital that night, and I think they released him around 11:30, 12 o'clock the next day. So he was okay, thank God. So, you know, you never want to see somebody go out on a stretcher like that, because at the end of the day, it is a sport, and we all have family that we take care of. So I don't want to see that, but it's a part of the sport. You know, it's what we signed up for.
That's right. It is what you signed up for. So, you know, in preparation for this June 14th bout, can you tell us how training camp is going so far?
Training camp is going really good. I've been getting some real good sparring. We started to heat up our sparring, you know, with the fight being around 3.5 weeks, you know, 3.5 weeks out, we're starting to heat up on the sparring. So everything is good. I'm losing weight good. I'm in shape, you know. So we just basically toning up, you know. We're looking to peak at the right time for this fight because it's a big one.
Cool. Now, you know, the National Golden Gloves just took place, and I know you won, you know, a title, a national title. That was in 2011, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you won a national title. So, I mean, what is it like, you know, to know that you – were once in that position, fighting for a national title in the Golden Gloves, and now you're going to be fighting on a top-ranked card. Like, what does that – do you have any sense of feeling about that? Like, wow, like, I'm moving. I'm accomplishing things.
Yeah, it does. It does. I have the feeling of, like you said, I'm getting noticed. You know, I'm beginning to get noticed that I think I've been deserved, but – I'm thankful, like I said, I'm thankful for the opportunity to get this chance, because that's what it is right now. It's just a chance, you know. And if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then that'll be the end of my chance. So I'm thankful to have this chance.
Right.
But, yeah, I think my pro career, you know, has definitely been going on the right path. Looking back, you know, ever since, even my whole career, even my amateur career, you know, since me winning the Golden Gloves, that's kind of like a big statement, because no matter, you know, a lot of people, some people don't know a lot about boxing. But if I say, yeah, I won the Golden Gloves, I won the National Golden Gloves, that's something that everybody can relate to. Like, you hear older people, you know, they don't know anything about boxing, really. All the only thing they say is, yeah, I used to fight for Golden Gloves. That's what it seems like. Golden Gloves is the most popular tournament to be able to win, even though it's not the biggest tournament to win as an amateur fighter. It seems like it's the most popular. So it's good to actually have won a national Golden Glove championship.
Yeah, of course. I totally agree. I know, just saying, me being an amateur fighter as well and having fought in the last Golden Gloves, when I mention that to people, you're right, we do get that attention. Like, oh, you win the Golden Gloves? So that is a big name in itself. And I do agree that the popularity is there. So what was your experience like in the Golden Gloves? Like, when you were coming through the tournament, who did you have to go against?
Well, my first year being an open fighter, I actually didn't make it to the Nationals. I lost to the locals in the locals to Gary Allen Russell, and he was kind of the top dog, you know, not only locally but even nationally. You know, he was one of the top fighters at that weight class, at my weight class, and I had to go through him. So the first time we fought, he actually beat me. You know, that was for the Golden Gloves finals, local finals. So I wasn't able to, you know, go to the nationals or the regionals, but I eventually, you know, got past him, and the very next year I came back and I won it. So it was a real good feeling, you know, because I could see the progress in my career. Whereas the 1 year I didn't even make it to the nationals, and the next year I'm winning the National Golden Gloves, and you know, becoming a name to be reckoned with as far as being an open fighter. So it was kind of a good experience for me.
Good, yeah. So now that we got the Golden Gloves out of the way, we have this bout, Atlantic City, June 14th. You're taking on, what is his name, Alberto Morales? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking on Alberto Morales. This is your first fight away from home. How are you feeling about it? Are you ready to travel? Do you think it's the right time?
I mean, I could have traveled my pro debut. You know, with me fighting in the amateur system for 10 years, I pretty much made my name on the road. You know, I made my name on the road. So being a road fighter, I think I'm more fortunate to actually be at home than to actually be on the road. You know, because I think once you kind of sign with the top promoters, you really don't fight at home often unless your home is somewhere big like Las Vegas or, you know, now that the Barclays Center is becoming a big venue in boxing, unless your home is in New York, you really don't fight too close to home. So I think, I'm fortunate enough to have those, you know, have those amount of fights at home. And being on the road is no problem for me at all. Once I get in that square, it's me and my opponent, just like it would be, you know, if I was at home. So it's no problem.
So yeah, you feel at home because you've done this traveling before. So come June 14th, you're ready to put on a show, and it's just gonna be another day at work.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, it's just on a bigger venue, you know. But I feel as though I'm ready for it. It's about that time, you know, step up and start to become noticed. So I've worked, you know, my previous 9 fights, I've worked to get to this exact point, and now that I'm at this point, I look to take full advantage of it.
Okay, now you're fighting on a top-ranked card. I don't know how much you can tell us, but, you know, is Top Rank interested? Is there somebody you would be interested in going with as well, or what's the deal with that?
Well, like I said at the beginning of the interview, they gave me this opportunity, so of course, you know, they're interested, and it's the same opportunity that Keystone Boxing has been giving me, which is a one fight deal, you know, and if they like what they see, then maybe we can talk contract talks, but it's a one fight deal, you know. And I mean, I'd be interested in signing with them, at least, you know, talking sitting down at the tables and, you know, seeing what they have to offer. I'd be a fool if I didn't, you know. So I'm interested in seeing what they have to offer. And probably after this fight, you know, after this fight, we'll go back to the drawing boards and start to talk.
Well, I know that going to Atlantic City, it's actually not that far, so hopefully you have, you know, family and friends who do come and join and make the trip down to see you, and I hope they do. But going down to Atlantic City, like you said, you're going to be on a bigger stage. You're going to get more exposure. I mean, that right there alone is motivation to put on a great show. So are we looking for a knockout, or are we just going to let the fight happen and let the knockout come to us? Or are we pressing for a knockout?
The fans always want to see a knockout, so if I can get my opponent out of there, I'm definitely going to try. But I'm not going into the fight saying, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to knock him out. But like I said, if I get him hurt at any moment, or if I feel as though I can go in for the knockout, I'm going in for the knockout without a doubt. And I will be, you know, I want to get the knockout. I do want to get the knockout, but the way I fight, you know, I break my opponents down. So I look to break him down the same way I break every other opponent down. and the knockout, it'll come. You know, it'll come. And I'm not even worried about it. If I do everything that I'm supposed to do, everything that we're planning in training camp, I'll definitely get the knockout, and it'll be a good, entertaining fight, as if it was, you know, as if all my, like all my other fights were, you know, good, entertaining, crowd pleasing.
Definitely, definitely gonna be a show. So you guys heard it right there from Mike Reed. You better tune in June 14th. Make the trip down to Atlantic City. Do whatever you have to do because he's here to put on the show. So going on, moving on to since we were talking about Top Rank. You know Top Rank has Lomachenko fighting Gary Russell for the WBO title.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Now, you know Lomachenko's record. They say he's like one. He's had one big professional fight, but he did the World Series boxing. So they try to count that too. How do you feel about Top Rank giving him a title shot this early on in his career?
Well, from what I understand, that's what he asked for, you know. He was a highly decorated amateur, winning 2 gold medals at 2 different weight classes. So I'm pretty sure he had his choice, you know, of the promoters that wanted to sign him or was at least was interested. And from what I hear, he wanted to move fast. So he's getting exactly what he asked for. He might have bit off more than he can chew, but he's getting exactly what he asked for. I mean, I watched him in the Salido fight, and I watched him in his other professional fight. He's a good fighter, you know, and I can see why he's had the success in an amateur career, but you have to learn in a pro game. You know, have to learn, and it takes fights. You know, I'm not saying he should fight quote unquote ducks, but to kind of in your second professional fight, you're fighting for a world title against Salido, who's, I mean, if you look at Salido's record, he's had the timing. You know, he's had the timing, he's had the experience, so. It's kind of like you have to respect that.
Right. But I know a lot of fighters are upset. And me, you know, I've listened to some of Gary Russell's interviews, and I actually work in the gym with him. You know, he thinks that fighters coming up, they build their resume. They earn a title shot before they get there. And the people who put in the hard work to fight, you know, the number 4, the number 3, then the number 2, and then they keep fighting, and then they get denied, he thinks it's just not right. And I just wonder, you know, do you feel that maybe he was just, it's just unfair for him to get the title shot so early?
A little bit. It is, it is, you know, it is a little bit unfair, but I mean, when you got the big promoter behind you, you know, you can kind of do it that way. They make their own rules. So I agree with Lil' Girl, you know, because it's a process, you know. If that's the case, everybody would, I know if I'm fighting for a world title, I'm making a lot of money. So my first fight, why can't I fight for a world title? You know, everybody would have that mindset, but... I think he should have. Me being a fighter, you know, if I could have a world title shot in my second fight, I want to. You know, I want to not only for the money, but for the opportunity. So I would definitely want to. But I know normally that's not the case. Normally I have to build my record, you know, to at least get to 15-16-0, and you know. Being a top contender, it's a certain way you do things, and normally you don't see things done that way. So, I definitely agree with Lil' Gary on that one.
Okay. All right, so going into the fight that you're having on June 14th, you're fighting at 140, 147, which weight are you at for this fight?
Yeah, the contract weight is 140.
140. Is that a weight that you see yourself comfortable in, or do you feel like you'll be moving sometime soon?
Whenever I get the call to move to 135, I'll fight 135. I think I'll pretty much spend my whole career between 135 and 147. I spar with, you know, bigger guys that fight 168 pounds, you know, that fight 160 pounds, 154 pounds. I'll spar with them, but me being realistic, I know I'm sure for 140. So if I'm shooting for 140, I don't think 154 is even touchable. You know, I don't think I can touch 154, but I think at 147 I'll be good and strong, and at 135 I'll be good and strong. You know, I know my body will be the same at 135. I'm not too sure about 130 because that's another 5 pound difference. So I'm not too sure how my body will react to it. But like I said, between 135 and 147 is pretty much where you can see me at in my career.
Okay, good. Good to know. So, Mike, let us know where can we, you know, where can we purchase tickets? They're already on sale. You know, where can we get the information from?
Well, the tickets are, you actually go through Ticketmaster.com. You know, you type in top ranked boxing and the event, it'll pop up. You know, and you just buy your tickets from there. And that's pretty much it. You know, that's pretty much how the ticket thing is going. For those
Okay,
interested, we are trying to get a bus together. You know, 'cause you know you've been to Rosecroft and you've seen, you know, the following that I have at Rosecroft. So some of those people, they still want to continue to support because Atlanta City is just a bus trip away. So we're looking to have a bus, you know, go up and come right back the next day. It'll be like a day trip to Atlanta City to support me in my career.
okay, and if we do end up getting a bus, is there anything, will you be posting it to your social networks, your social sites?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll post it to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all of my social sites.
Okay, cool. So if you want to just take the time, if they don't know, tell them where to follow you at, tell them where to Facebook you at, and just give them that information so they can have it when it's time to come.
All right, cool. My Facebook, Mike, yes indeed, Reed. You know, it should just pop up easy, simple as that. My Twitter and Instagram is actually the same. It's yes indeed underscore Reed. And I spend more times on probably Instagram than all of them. But I'll, you know, when something comes up as far as my fight news or anything like that, I'll definitely post them on every social website.
Okay, cool. Good to know. All right, Mike, it's been nice. Go ahead and close out and let the fans know they need to come out, man. Convince them because I know it's gonna be a good show. I know you're gonna put on for your crowd, and I know you're gonna show everybody who hasn't seen you a great fight. So go ahead and close out and let them know what it's gonna be June 14th.
June 14th, you know, I'm at it again. Mike, yes indeed, we going down Atlantic City for this one. I like to put on another spectacular show. I have a good game opponent in front of me, so it should be another good Mike Reed fight. I like to be electric and come out, you don't want to miss it.
All right. All right. Well, that's been Brandy Miller, and I've been talking to, yes, indeed, Mike Reed. So, what we're going to do right now, we're going to end the call, but I want you to know this interview will be on thefightjournal.com. I will also post it on eastsideboxing.com, and I will post information about Mike on my Twitter account, which is She Loves Fighters. So, follow me on Twitter and follow Mike, yes, indeed, underscore, it was a yes, indeed, underscore Reed.
Yeah.
All right, so follow Mike, follow me at She Loves Fighters, and I'll keep you posted. It was nice talking to you, Mike.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, you have a good night.
You do the same.